This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dude, my show is back. I started watching it last night, and it's kind of crazy. Alone?
I thought you meant iCarly.
No, it's not iCarly. No. I saw that was a trending topic.
Yeah.
iCarly's back with a new adult twist, and Twitter's here for it. I'm like, delete. This is the reason why the Paul brothers have got to get their asses kicked.
Was that your show?
Because I can't have this stuff happening.
Did you watch that growing up?
No, it was.
Del did, yeah.
No, I was grown up by the time when it was
old.
A thing.
I've just now realized Del's not our age.
Not whose age? I'm younger Del's than him. I'm not your age or his age.
He's not our age.
You're right. I'm not Del's your old. Age or his age.
Del's
old. I'm in the middle of you two.
Did Del's you watch iCarly?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Who didn't?
Well, people older than you.
A kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Zoe 101, all those Dan Schneider shows.
Yeah, Dan Schneider was known as... I didn't know there was a name for that.
I didn't know the Dan Schneider or Schneider universe. You didn't know about that?
Yeah, You haven't heard of the DSU?
Nope.
It's not a thing, really.
It's not a thing.
He has produced a lot of shows, but it's not called
He's
the
not
DSU.
He's a great person, though. He apparently he like makes all these actors come in and takes pictures of their feet and stuff. And really, that's the rumor.
Oh, no.
And by the way... And actors he works with are like teens.
Yeah. Oh my, Del, you know what we call that, Trey?
Slander is what we call it if it's not real.
That's problematic.
It is problematic.
You can't just be running up and asking people to take pictures. You side-eye and get your glance in if you need to, Dan. You don't say, this is the problem. This is why we have to root this out in Hollywood. First it's Harvey Weinstein, and now it's this guy, Dan Schneider, who I don't even know.
Well, Nickelodeon did cut ties with him.
Yeah, they cut ties
with him. So he asked you not to bring a headshot in, but a foot shot?
I'm just saying what I read. All right?
No, allegedly. It's accurate.
Well, he suffered from, apparently multiple complaints of abusive behavior by members of his staff, and he had temper issues. I haven't seen anything about taking pictures of people's feet.
I read it somewhere on a forum.
Well, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So that just became a real thing on our show.
What's Dan Schneider going to do? Come through the phone and like...
I mean...
Well, no, we just want it to be accurate.
You think I'm afraid of Dan Schneider?
Maybe. No, I don't think you're afraid of Dan Schneider. If we're going to talk about that man getting fired for trying to get teenage people to put pictures of their feet, I just want that to be an accurate comment.
Right. I said allegedly.
I typed in Dan Schneider feet, and the first result is, what's up with Dan Schneider and feet? Apparently on his shows... There have been instances of where people's feet have been featured on it.
Yeah, it's like Quentin Tarantino, but 30 times
more
creepy.
Oh, Tarantino. Yeah. Y'all remember the famous Tarantino shot? He did one, too. Jackie Brown. With, who was the girl from the blonde and Jackie Brown?
Uma Thurman?
No. The one who just kind of disappeared cast-wise. It was Bridget Fonda. Yeah. Quentin knew what he was doing. That was just a shout out to the homies. I'm like,
homies?
See you. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Okay.
I'm one of them.
You like
a little
feet.
Shout out to the homies who like Bridget Fonda's.
You
got
like
their pretty feet. I'm
you like pretty
hey,
feet.
What's up?
Oof. Well, the Dan Schneider thing is darker considering, the shows weren't adult shows.
No. Bridget Fonda was just,
that's a grown woman.
That's just Quentin saying, I'm at a point in my career right now where I can do a little something for me. This is a me shot right here.
Mm.
And that's what he did. Shout out to Quentin for doing
that. And apparently he was thinking of you too.
Yeah. Not Dan. Yeah,
Schneider.
The Dan Schneider thing is different.
That's
not
alleged,
the Redskins.
By the way.
Not the Redskins owner who also may be
problematic. Can you say that on the radio?
Say what?
The R words.
I think it's Washington football team.
Yeah, it's
for
Washington
now.
Football
Oh, yeah.
Team,
did I say
Lance?
That?
Yes.
Oh, I meant the FTs.
That's problematic.
I just did something problematic. You're right. You're right. Usually the problematic stuff happens in that chair when John's there.
Uh-huh.
But I just engaged in something. Trey, thank you for helping me check my privilege.
Anytime.
So that I wouldn't say the R word. And I just said, and there's different R words that we're not, like the newest R word that we're not supposed to say.
Uh-huh.
And I did that, and I want to apologize. The WFTs. Dan Schneider, head coach of the WFTs.
No,
that's not Dan Schneider.
That's
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's not the Dan Schneider with the WFTs. it was the foot fetish Dan Schneider, who may not have even been foot fetish Dan Schneider.
We don't know. Allegedly.
Yeah. You allege it off of a message board.
That you read and read it.
Yeah. You allege it off of a subreddit.
I don't apologize to Dan Schneider because I'm not afraid of him. What's he going to do?
No. I don't know what he will or won't do.
When did this come up that Trey was... When did this come up that you wanted to prove yourself against this Dan Schneider guy that you're not afraid of?
Are there people you are afraid of that you won't slander or libel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who? Name three.
Name three.
Tony Stewart's one.
Have you heard stuff about someone that you won't say because you're afraid of them?
Not really.
Okay.
Probably because nobody tells me anything, which is probably a good idea.
Yeah, who are three people that you would never want to get on their wrong side, Trey?
Nick. Shirara? Yeah.
He gets angry sometimes.
He does?
Nick
See, I've never seen Nick's angry
He's
side.
Got a temper.
Okay.
That's it. The Kevin only person Garnett. You're afraid of is Nick.
Kevin Garnett, yeah, is pretty scary.
Yeah.
We'll call you a
this
trash
dude
ass.
I went to high school with named Chandler Warrendahl. Well,
I'm just giving out last names here.
He was pretty scary, but he was always cool with me, so.
But didn't want to get on his bad side.
You don't want to be on Chandler Warrendahl's bad side.
Yeah, he was pretty scary because he just got out of jail.
Oof. Why are you giving up that man's business like that?
He would tell you the same thing if he saw you.
That's the first thing he'd mention to me? Yeah, I just
it
got out of the
one
joint.
Of them.
Did you think he was going to end up in the joint when he was in high school with you?
No, I thought he could turn it around.
Good answer. You don't want to get on his wrong side.
Yeah.
That's a trick question.
Oh, you never believed in me, Trey?
That's a trick question. Because this whole segment, somebody is going to get back to Chandler Warrendahl.
Or Dan Schneider or something.
Yeah, or Dan Schneider. It's going to get back. I would not be surprised.
Oh, Chandler on the
phone. God. Chandler's calling right now. Put him on.
Lock Chandler in.
Put him on.
Cameron. Is it Cameron? I don't know. I hope
it's
I'm pronouncing
it.
It's Cam. Just call him
yeah,
Cam.
I just call
you want
him
me
Cam.
To just right. go ahead and patch him in?
Yeah. Just make sure he's
locked
in. I
want to see
in.
If this is him. If this is Chandler.
He's not on yet.
He's got to go out there. Right. But maybe I think we're hearing from Chandler, Trey's high school friend.
Yeah. He wants to talk to Trey. This is Chandler. Chandler on a mobile? We're not real sure. Let's find out. Chandler, what's going on?
You're on, Chandler. Hello?
Oh, this is turning out not great.
Turn the volume up, Trey. Can you hear?
Oh, here we go. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chandler.
Trey?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I told you not to say my name on the air, dude.
I knew it.
I knew it, Trey.
You're being real flagrant.
Nothing was in writing, and we haven't talked in like 15 years, so.
Chandler, are you okay with Trey mentioning your name, your whole name on the radio?
Not really. You know, I got people.
Yeah.
I don't really like it.
Mm-hmm. Did you give Trey permission to talk about your stint in jail?
Not at all. I didn't look, Trey, I'm coming up there, pal.
Oh, boy.
See, look what you did, Trey. And now you said something about Kevin Garnett earlier in the show.
And Dan Schneider. I hope Dan Schneider calls in.
You better hope Dan Schneider gets up here so you can whip his ass before you have to fight
Dan
Chandler
Schneider.
Warrendahl.
Okay.
You
keep talking now.
Yeah.
Chandler, appreciate the call. We thought Trey had stepped over the line.
That
and
was
you confirmed
the
it.
Real Chandler.
You say,
yeah, that was the real Chandler.
No,
he said he was.
No, it wasn't.
He said he's coming up here.
Well,
when's the last time you talked to him?
Probably about 5 years ago. Like, he messaged me. He was like,
from jail?
No, he wasn't in jail. I don't think
you've got a call from.
A collect call from.
A collect call
Huntsville
from
State.
Huntsville State Prison.
It's Chandler Warrendahl. Hey, Chandler.
Hey, I've got a new Hummer.
A purple one.
You got a purple Hummer, Trey?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm sure, when Dan Schneider finds out, he's going to take that from you.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it. I mean, I'm sure it would be hard for him to get into.
Tell you what, you fight that Dan Schneider guy, once again, not from WFT, but from, what does he do? iCarly?
He was a Nickelodeon showrunner, I believe.
Okay.
That dude was a real
If you fight him
jerk.
And you put up Hummer, your purple Hummer versus one of his cars, would you do that, Trey?
Yeah.
Winner gets cars. You
pink
pay
slips.
For your pinks. Yeah, it's pink slips.
Yeah. I'll do it right now.
Okay.
First, you got to give me some time to train. And I've been staying up all night, so...
Doing what?
Not sleeping, remember?
Yeah.
He's got all the stress.
Oh, because of the stress of got all these cars you want to get rid
of. Yeah, I was not sleeping because of the cars, and I didn't want to oversleep, so I just stayed up all night.
For the show?
Yeah.
He didn't want to be late.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were watching TV or if you're just a night owl, Trey.
Yeah.
You strike me as a night owl.
I am a night owl, but I didn't want to oversleep.
There has to be a podcast about what he does on a weekly basis, right?
I would say so too.
Someone's got to interview
him. I don't
want
to produce it or host it.
No, I don't want
to. But I want it to
I want
to
listen to it.
Yeah, I'll listen to it. I want you to keep it to 15 to 20 minutes.
Too long with it. Like a breakdown of the week of Trey.
I think you need to have either that or a YouTube channel.
That'd be fun.
We can monetize a YouTube channel.
I think if you did a vlog, that could work.
100%. Well, it's really boring. A vlog, right?
Yeah, a vlog.
Yeah, video log. Yeah.
Video.
The video. It's got to be video.
I just kind of yell at my dog.
Well.
No, sure. That's not true, because I sit in my office, and when Trey is here, when I'm working on my football stuff and Trey's here, Trey runs he's like the cell block leader. He runs the whole pod. He's a pod boss here. Whenever I'm in my room doing my little football stuff, when there's interns and other people here at night, that's the shot caller. Trey is.
It's weird to think of it like that. You never would have guessed it.
He tells people what to do.
I don't tell
he leads
what
the conversations
do.
About sports.
I hope you read that email, Trey. You're not the boss of the interns.
I never said I was.
You're a collaborator.
You collaborate and they're coworkers.
Yeah. I never. You can ask all of them. Well, most of them I haven't met, but.
He's respectful. Trey's respectful.
We'll
but
see.
He does, but no one crosses him.
Well, why would
he's
you?
Pod boss. Yeah, you don't. And that's why Dan Schneider better be careful running up here now.
Yeah,
Clayton Worthington or whatever.
Chandler Ward.
That guy.
I'm worried about him.
He's coming up here to mess you up. We're not going to let him in. He can't get in without a key card. We're good.
It's after 7.
Yeah,
yes, he can.
Ooh, he can't come get
you. Yes, he
can.
And that door's not even closed.
He can't
Hopefully
come get you.
Nobody tells him how to get
Hey, we got Cam out there, the intern, to take care of things.
What's Cam going to say? For what? For who?
He can just.
I'm going to defend Trey for what? For who?
And you know what? If Trey gets put in the hospital, Cam might be able to step in and start running a board.
I taught him a little bit. Yeah, he might be able to.
Damn. Trey, we got to start stop putting people's names out there.
Yeah, it's been a bad habit.
So this segment started with Trey talking about a guy who likes feet, right? Is that how this started?
Yeah, and we found out later, we thought it was factual, and then we just found out it was something on Reddit.
Right. Okay. Allegedly.
Thanks for pulling us off the tracks, Trey.
Yeah, you're worse than Lance's.
You're worse than me when it comes to that. 918, Jake Odorizzi talk next. No, I don't know what we'll do next. I've got some other stuff that I want to get to that... Believe it or not, have nothing to do with sports. 918 here on The Bench.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Stupid thing. So anyway... Uh-oh. Who's that?
White Magic.
Oh, White Magic. Yeah, let's bring White Magic in. What's up, White Magic? How are we doing today?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I just want to know why Trey don't like me.
Trey, do you
have any issues with White Magic? Listen, I just think the take that you think Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley isn't a Hall of Famer because they didn't win a ring is ridiculous. You're a good man, and you have a nice family. And I respect what you do. There's nothing personal. I just think
what
that's kind of ridiculous.
You say you respect what he does. What does White Magic do?
He plays basketball with Mario Elie, right?
But professionally? Like as
what?
A job?
Right?
No, I never played professionally, no.
YMCA.
What do you know about his family? You say you respect his family.
I saw his kids on Twitter, and it's a nice-looking family.
Okay.
And I respect the man.
Yeah.
I respect the man. I was just thinking, you know, Charles Barkley, Hall of Famer, right? Yeah. Y'all would agree.
No, he's not.
But I don't understand in what world Charles Barkley's not. He's the round mound of rebound.
That was a nickname. White Magic.
White Magic,
counter?
It's hard to counter that. He was the round mound of rebound.
Who cares? He didn't win.
So is your stance that anyone who doesn't win a title is not a Hall of Famer?
Correct.
Oh, come
but
on.
That doesn't mean
Trey
that,
won
but
that one.
Doesn't mean, hold on, hold on. But that doesn't mean everyone with a ring deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, understood.
No, I'm not
Robert Ory, not a Hall of Famer.
No, that's easy.
No, we get it.
So Karl Malone and John Stockton, not Hall of Famers.
Steve Correct. Nash?
Couldn't win. What does it matter that you have all those pets if you couldn't win?
Yeah, but bro, you only have one team that wins a championship the whole time, and certain players in certain eras
so what?
Got up against
teams.
Hey, should
have been better.
Dude, Hall of Fame.
So how many people do you think should be in the Hall of Fame?
Six?
That's the problem. I think it became too watered down.
By John Stockton?
You know, we're letting just anybody. Yeah.
Karl Malone?
Yeah.
Charles
Nash?
Barkley watered it down?
Yeah, they were good. They're in the Hall. They should be in the Hall of Great, not in the Hall of Fame.
What?
So you need to be a great player topped with a title to make the Hall of Fame.
Bro, Barkley is the definition
Correct.
Of fame. Like, Charles Barkley truly is the definition of, like, one of the most notable players in an era. That is Charles Barkley for his play and, you know, otherwise. Some not so good stuff and some good stuff.
I just don't get it.
I don't get it, Trey. I'm with you.
I think Trey's right on this one.
But let me say this.
You know why Magic also had beef with your soon-to-be former program director, A.J. Hoffman, as well. Don't you, Trey?
I recall, and that doesn't have anything to do with
me. Well, I'm just asking if you had a thought on that.
I feel like Trey's double-teaming me, like they're trying to jump me.
That doesn't have... I would never want to jump anybody. I like white Magic.
Yeah.
I am a proponent. I am an advocate of white Magic. I just think this take...
An advocate.
Is
I like that.
I'm using all these big words.
I don't know.
That's why I feel like he's attacking me, Lance. You see these big words he's using?
No, but they're good words, though. Like, he said he's an advocate for you.
He's a supporter of you.
Yeah, like, I didn't know.
I'll give white Magic...
Would you call yourself a white Magic activist?
Yes.
Okay.
I will go to the end of the earth for white Magic and his family.
Yeah. Now, I will admit, if somebody's hearing this and they don't have any context, they're going to think that white Magic is some type of crystal... Or some type of rock cocaine that's being sold on the streets, or something that Walter White came up with.
But he's
like,
a
I got
person.
That white magic. But he's a person on the show. But if they don't know, and Trey's like, if you just took the soundbite and said, I'm an advocate for white magic.
I will go to the ends of the earth for white magic.
I will go to the ends of the earth for white magic.
Listen,
like a meth head if you
can
say that out of context.
I can understand where it's misconstrued.
Yeah.
I will do things for white magic.
Do things for white magic.
Okay, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah. No.
What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do?
What are you willing to do to get back on the good graces of white magic just for saying that you believe Hall of Famers should be Hall of Famers? Trey,
you crossed the line.
Now, don't give in on your... You got the right side of this argument, Trey. Don't just give in on this argument.
I agree that to believe that Karl Malone and John Stockton aren't Hall of Famers because they didn't win a ring is kind of absurd.
So you're not an advocate of...
I'm not an advocate of that take, but I'm an advocate for 99% of what white magic does.
Okay.
I'm with him. I agree with him.
He loves the sin. He loves the sinner, not the sin.
Yeah.
I don't want to put... Don't put those words in my mouth. That's problematic, Dell.
No, white magic, his sin is suggesting that Karl Malone and John Stockton aren't Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
But you still love white magic.
Yeah.
You love the sinner, not the sin.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta apologize to the Twitchers as well.
They can't hear you.
I put program 4 on and it's working now. I'm new at this.
He was talking and they couldn't hear him. The Twitchers. But we don't play to the Twitchers so much, Trey. But we appreciate you helping them out.
Okay. Thanks. White Magic, thanks for the call. We got a breaker right there.
I gotta say,
White Magic was on the wrong side of that argument.
Yeah,
Trey, you're on the right side.
Trey, you win.
I agree that I'm on the right side
of history.
But I still...
Do you stand with white magic, though?
I stand with white magic and everything other than
Are you going to black out your Instagram to support white magic?
No, you white out.
No, I'm not going to die on that hill, Dale.
Okay, you're not.
No, you're not.
Okay.
You've been...
You're not a huge supporter.
Do you believe that white magic matters?
Oh, ooh.
Should I give him a shot?
You're really getting close to the line.
Is that too much?
That one was too much.
Was that too much?
Too much for me.
Okay, I pushed that as far as I could, Dale.
You're getting, like, McGee close to the line now.
Yeah, see, I guess I played the role of John Granato. I don't even have my little gavel to gavel myself, but You said you advocated. We're talking about whiting out the Instagrams, Dell.
I'm not.
I don't know
doing
why
that.
You act like all of a sudden I crossed the line.
I don't. Anytime you say something matters,
so you're just too nervous about anything mattering.
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing you can say that matters, and you're going to be okay with.
I saw a new one. All children matter.
Well, what is that?
200
in reference
and some.
To?
Are you familiar with the children, or the dead children that were found? Over 200.
That was a lot of them.
Yeah.
No, I did not see the story.
I saw something where there was an orange. It was an orange out, and I didn't know what it was for, and that was what it was for.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, it's not a good story.
That's a terrible story.
It's not a story I want to do anything with. It's a really bad story that came out last week, but you should look into that. When we come back, there's a poll out that I don't think... It's supposed to be young Americans were polled, and I don't know why it says young Americans, because it should say all Americans. I will also warn you that this next segment might not have as much to do with sports as you might be
looking
for.
You mean as the previous two?
Yeah, as the previous two.
Okay.
I'll get something in about Jake Odorizzi, don't worry. I'll bring up some stats or whatever. We'll be fine. 9:30 here on The Bench.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
About the Houston Rockets virtual run, the Rockets run, it's something that's been going on for years and years. It's an absolutely great thing that takes place every single year. And it gives you a chance to take advantage of, you know, the Rockets run. You usually get out there, you get your race bib, and it's all good. Well, right now they're doing it virtually. And I would imagine it gets back to normal next year. But right now registration is open, but it's going to be closing very, very soon. So you need to take advantage of this. It benefits Children's Memorial Hermann. And so all you have to do is run or walk a 5K, a 10K, or even a kid's 1K at your preferred time, place, and pace by June 6th for a chance to win prizes. All participants are going to receive a Rockets Run t-shirt, a race bib, a race medal, and mesh bags. So it might be a great chance for you to get your kids out there and register all 2 or 3 or 4 or 10 of them and let them go out there and do that, and they get these cool prizes as well. And you do it, and you can do it yourself. It benefits, once again, Children's Memorial Hermann. To register, make sure you jump in there and do it today at Rockets.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:33 here on The Bench. It's Lance, it's Dell, Trey. John's out. He'll be back on Monday. The Denver Nuggets move forward in the playoffs. They vanquished Dame Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers. Carmelo Anthony had his 11th defeat in the first round of a playoffs, tying Terry Porter for the all-time record. I think it's going to end. I think it'll end there. I don't know. I mean, Melo may keep playing. He was. That he will keep playing. Yeah. That's going to be the question. How long does Dame Lillard? Does he just keep riding it out? Is this
all
he's going
to do? Well, let's go to Instagram, Lance, and find out. Because Dame,
what did Dame have to say? He's usually a guy who's very loyal to the Portland Trail Blazers.
He posted images from last night. One in his drip looks like some corduroy ensemble, light blue or so, and then one talking to Jokic after the game. CJ McCollum looks a little downtrodden, but the foreground is Dame about to give Jokic a pat on the chest, saying good job. And the quote is from the late great Nipsey Hussle: "How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation?" We are now in deciphering tweets or Instagram posts from a star who may be disgruntled territory as the offseason begins for the Blazers.
And that's a real thing. We experienced it with Deshaun Watson, but we're not the only city that has experienced it. And you mentioned he's now in that phase. Disgruntled star, rap lyrics, now you have to read between the lines. Not a lot of reading between the lines. I think he's getting tired of going out earlier than he expects to. And with no Jamal Murray, I get that they're upset. I still felt like the Nuggets were going to be the better team, and it's the reasons because Jokic has such a massive impact on the game for being a big. Like, he's one of those rare bigs that you can't take him out of a game because he can play the high screen and roll. He operates with high screen and roll. He's got the driveway gangster game down in the low post with the old school Kevin McHale up and under moves and the different multiple fakes. He's a great passer from the high post. He does enough rebounding. I'm not going to call him a great board getter, but Jokic is a really impactful big man because he's so diverse. I don't think they have enough to do anything in the next round, but I think he's a really talented player, obviously, and he had a bigger impact. He and his team had a bigger impact than Dame Lillard, even though Dame broke the single season record for single series record for most three-pointers in a series. What did he end up with? He broke the record at 35. Did he end up with more than that? In one series, 35.
And only six games, too. I don't know.
Higher than 35. I know that was the record breaker when he got to 35. But so
these are Jokic's point numbers in this series. 21, I think that was the game one loss, or did they win that game? I don't remember exactly. 21, 34, 38, 36. Actually, the 21 was from the last time they played the Blazers in the regular season, so I take that back. In his six games against the Blazers in the series, 34, 38, 36, 16, and that was the game four loss where they got blown out. He didn't play a lot of minutes. 38 and 36. So in five of the six games, he was 35 plus or 34 plus or more.
34 plus in five of six games. Now, they had some high scoring games too.
Yeah, they had.
And one went to double overtime.
Certainly. But he was a factor. Multiple double digit rebound games. He had three of them. Nine assists in the game five win. And then he closed them out last night. He is unique in the way he plays, and obviously, you know, we get into all the body type, and he's done a good job to lose weight recently. But is he Sabonis back when Sabonis was like in Europe? Because we saw Arvydas Sabonis at the back end of his career in Portland. I wonder if people who watched him play in his prime in Europe would say he's a Sabonis type.
Well, the difference was I've seen enough highlights of Sabonis. Like, no one really got to see him except when he would ruin the U.S. I think it was David Robinson in basketball way back in the day. He was more athletic. Like, Sabonis was a legitimate – Sabonis was maybe more like – I don't even know. Porzingis isn't even the right call. I'm trying to think who – because Sabonis was a legit athlete. Probably more like his son, to be honest with you. Jokic he's athletic, but you know, he looks
doughy.
He doesn't always look athletic. He has no muscular definition in his arms at all. In terms of, Sabonis was a riser. He was like a really good athlete. And then he tore up his Achilles and he gained weight. He hurt his Achilles, gained weight, got older, got slower, still a great passer and all that. But nah, Jokic is as skilled, maybe more skilled. This is something I'm having a problem with, though. All the numbers that I'm seeing, I'm starting to become numb, just like the 4,000-yard passers in football. Basketball is getting to be like the NFL to me, where I can't really take 32 touchdown passes seriously anymore. I can't take 4,400 passing yards as seriously anymore, because that's just how the game's played. The amount of early offense shots that go up now, it's rare. You just don't. There's a lot of series where you won't even see it get to 9 or 8 on the shot clock and the ball's already up. You have so many possessions, and guys have become good three-point shooters. I mean, they really have. They become much better three-point shooters. You also get easy waltzes to the basket a lot of times. The point totals that are out there right now, we kind of almost have to. When I see 25 points a game, that's not that big a deal. I'm always, when I look at the over-unders for players in a single game, like you go to wagering sites or even like a daily fantasy sports site where they have those numbers. Some of the players I see who their over-under is 20 and a half, I'm like, what? This player's 20 and a half and this player's 25 and a half? Points are cheap now. The 30 some odd in five out of six games is super impressive to me with Jokic, But at the same time, like, there's got to be a conversion chart. What would that have meant 8 years ago? Would that have been 27, 28?
Yeah, I don't know. The pace of play, and as you mentioned, the importance of the three-point shot and just early offense. But I'm far more interested in what it means when a guy's on the floor and when he's off the floor. Like, what his team is when he isn't playing and when he isn't. I think that kind of – and some of that can be depending on who you are and the lineups you're in. It may not mean as much, but we know Jokic is what gets them going, and he's everything to them. And it also speaks to what Dame is to the Blazers. Dame certainly didn't have the night that he had in Game 5, which is kind of expected. It was a spectacular night. Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, he's been on this show before, just brought it out. He put out the numbers. And with Dame, the Blazers were a plus 27 in his 248 minutes. Without him, in only 50 minutes in the series that he didn't play, they were minus 35. So if we're talking about teams either poorly constructed or the importance of a player, I don't know if there's a player more important to his roster, at least so far in these playoffs, than Dame.
And James is like that here in Houston. That's why we saw similar, although James typically, there was a little bit better talent around him, and maybe, I don't know what the difference was.
Well, like the Rockets got play deeper defense. Than the Blazers. The Rockets play defense.
Yeah, sometime in some seasons.
Yes, but when they were good, they played defense. And you look at the Blazers, like Dame kind of talked about how surely it wasn't a good season because, you know, they don't win a title. And then he also mentioned the fact that they lost to a team without their point guard and shooting guard. The Blazers faced a team without with three out of their top five guards, and they couldn't get stops. And we know Jokic is a unique, supreme player, but it's a guard-driven game. And that team...
That backcourt does not defend.
That team, Campazzo and Austin Rivers and Monty Morris were enough. You have Lillard, McCollum, Norman Powell... And you just couldn't find a way to get stops at any point. You had a clear advantage in the backcourt, and it didn't even go seven. They beat you on your home floor. That speaks to why Terry Stotts is probably going to go if Dame is like, okay, fine, sure. Like, I think I talked about it during the break. Dame was an advocate, much like Trey is, for a white magic. Dame was an advocate for Terry Stotts the last time this came up. If he doesn't back him this time, Terry Stotts is going to go, and you're going to point to, wait a minute. You were the series favorite because Will Barton didn't play. Jamal Murray didn't play. There's another. I always blank on this guy's name. His number's 35. He's one of their rotation pieces. Who?
Kevin Durant.
No, on the Nuggets, Trey. Oh. On the Nuggets.
You said his number was 35.
Yes, I know that, but context is important.
Right. Well, sorry.
Don't let him pull you off.
Okay. I forget this guy's name. Those guys were missing, and it didn't matter. So this. As much as I know you kind of get in on the Blazers about their first round exits, as bad as the Pelicans one was, where Jrue Holiday wrecked their life and Anthony Davis before joining the Lakers had his only impactful playoff series, this one is a bigger failure.
Yeah. Yeah, because you had the advantage at one point in the series and you still lost. Let's break it right here. Do you want to get to the Blue Jays are in town today? Doesn't look like there's going to be a George Springer sighting, although. He is running the bases, and he's looking better. He's only played four games, but we'll run down what the series looks like when we come back here as well, because you might want to get out to a game this weekend and take advantage of that. Greinke is on the mound tonight. We'll do that when we come back, 9:44. If you guys want to jump in on anything we talked about, so far the callers have done a good job of keeping the show in a fresh direction. 713-780-3776.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So get on out to the baseball stadium and watch your Astros on a... closed circuit broadcast as they'll be playing in Toronto.
Are they going to, for a regular season game?
Be in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, actually, you're right. Yeah, they're playing back
in
Buffalo.
You're getting checked a lot by Trey.
Trey is just having to keep me in my place.
Are
it's been a long week.
Because
I know, I get it.
Because George Springer may or may not play? Are they going to allow people to go to the ballpark and watch him like it's a big game?
Well, I don't think he's going to play. He ran the bases a couple days ago. They said he looked good running the bases. He's had lower body injuries. He's played four games this year. He had two home runs in the first four games, was hitting 200. So what was your question? Because he may play? Because
he may play, will Minute Maid be opened up so you can watch Georgie on the big screen? Is that what you thought was going
to
happen?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell y'all, is maybe he would play.
It's a watch party.
And you could get out to a watch party. I don't think they've advertised one or they're even open.
No.
But you could go demand it.
Yeah. Let's start a campaign here on the bench. Okay. I demand a
that's something.
Blue Jays.
You're talking to the wrong two guys. John will go to a game, usually because he gets sweet tickets and free food and alcohol.
Definitely.
Dell and I are not going to rush out to the game when we can
watch
kind of control
home.
The experience
Funny story
from home.
About sweets and John Granato. One time I went in the suite with them one time.
You went in the suite with him?
Yeah, and there was it was me and my friend Cody Cruz.
I always get a last name.
And
from Pete's Fine Meats,
yes,
his nephew,
you know,
right?
Who Cody Cruz
yeah,
is.
I know him. Yeah.
And he was there, and it was fun.
That's neat
not,
stuff.
That's not a story, Trey.
That's neat stuff. It feels like you did one of two things. Either you didn't think that one through when you thought you had a cool story, or you pulled up short because your internal filter realized, I'm not sure I should say this.
No.
Which one is it?
It was the first one.
Okay, then that's neat stuff.
A story that begins with, I was in a suite and had a good time, is not a story.
Nah.
It's just what's expected because you're in a suite.
Oh.
Like, yeah. If it wound up that John asked you to entertain his friends and you did by telling jokes or doing NASCAR stuff because you're the Rain
stuff.
Man for NASCAR. Right. That's a story.
Did he make you do NASCAR stuff?
Did he make you
exactly
tell stories?
What happened. No, but there like I had a My Chemical Romance shirt on,
mm-hmm.
and there was this woman who said she liked My Chemical Romance.
That's not a real.
And
great,
then what?
Nothing.
That's it, really.
So, nothing. Did you start singing?
I drank a Coors.
That's not a story.
Still not a story yet.
You're
just having random
that day.
Just random facts from the day is all you're saying.
Yeah, you're just telling us what you did once. That's all.
Okay, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
What's Bubba Wallace's first win ever?
He won at Martinsville, but he hasn't won in the Cup Series yet. So he won at Martinsville in the trucks.
He hasn't won a.
That's his first win ever.
Yeah,
but he hasn't won in the big
34
series.
Car or truck for.
Who does he ride for? Who's his engine or his racing team or whatever?
Trey, put yourself back in program 4 so Twitch can hear you.
Okay,
man, I don't know why I keep making that mistake.
Hey, it's a new experience for you. That's all.
I'm sorry to Twitch, but yeah, he hasn't won yet. And
what did you drink in the? Sweet with John.
Coors.
And
Coors Light.
John.
I drank. Listen, I'm sorry, Twitch.
He drank a Coors
Light. What's the last race that Dale Earnhardt Sr. won?
Talladega 2000.
What kind of food did they have in John's Sweet?
I think there was some hot dogs. I think there were some pizza.
What did that guy Chandler go to jail for?
I don't know. He never told me.
What's your favorite Dan Schneider show from the Nickelodeon days?
Probably Zoey 101.
Is that with Britney Spears' younger sister?
Yeah.
Transition quickness. Bang, bang, bang. Trey can go back and forth between anything. Somebody's asking, who is that guy with you? Is Trey Gilbert's son?
No.
He could be.
No.
No, we know he's not.
He's not.
We know he's not.
Y'all
I'm just saying from an
Gilbert,
age standpoint,
and
you could
have
be.
Seen me, and you can differentiate me from Gilbert fairly obviously.
Gilbert is Asian.
Because I am a Caucasian, and Gilbert is not a
and
Caucasian.
And you're a redhead.
Yes.
Borderline wildling.
Right.
With your hair.
Right.
They call you a juggalo.
They do, but I'm not.
And you told us in the first segment that your dad, we asked you to tell people about yourself.
Yes, my dad is dead.
Well, I didn't mean to, okay. I don't mean to bring it up.
That's how the first time started, too.
I don't mean to, I didn't mean for you to say it like that and bring, but yes, he left you a lot of stuff.
Yes. I got a purple Hummer and
multiple cars,
a yellow Corvette.
Property.
Yeah, 6 acres.
Have you put them up on one of those sites, you know, where you can sell them so maybe some of that stress can leave you because you're trying to figure out how to get rid of them?
Yeah. First, I got to get them appraised.
Okay.
So there's a process. John Clay Wolf gave John stupid money for his. You probably need to get a hold of him.
Did John have a Hummer too?
No, he had a beat up car that his youngest had destroyed, and he still got a lot of money for it.
They had to like tow it out of there.
Oh, really?
So if your cars are running, you got a real shot to make some cash.
It'll run.
Can I use it this weekend to take my wife on a date?
Yeah.
Purple Hummer?
Yeah, why not?
All right, we're in.
I don't think my mom's going to be all that happy about this because you're not on the insurance, but you know. As long as you don't wreck it.
Yeah, no, I'm an insured driver. Right. Does it have paper plates on it? Because literally 4 out of 5 cars I see on the roadways now have paper plates. And I'm pretty sure I'm just going to get hit and they're not going to have insurance because that's already happened to me.
No, it does not have paper plates. They are regular plates. My dad actually flew to St. Augustine, Florida, and then drove it back. That's how much he wanted this purple Hummer.
Right. So it's got some miles on it.
Good enough. Zach Greinke, Jose Urquidy, and Luis Garcia are going to be your pitchers in the Toronto Blue Jays series in Buffalo against the Blue Jays.
Will we see Michael
that's
Brantley?
That's a pretty good trio. Brantley, I'll check on Brantley's status. I think Brantley's getting close to
because we heard from Dusty a couple days ago about Brantley possibly making a return. Said he did a little running, a little batting, felt okay. Lance McCullers was still waiting on, along with Jason Castro. So I wonder if we'll see the position players back in the lineup this weekend.
The last update we had is the one you're talking about from a couple days ago. So there's nothing new, but let's keep an eye on it because the return of Brantley could be a really big deal. He was retroactively placed on the 10-day injured list. Let me get the date on that because that might have a little something to do with it unless he has to wait it out afterwards. But he was on the 10-day injured list. Let's see. That was Friday. What? Oh, no. Yeah, it was the 28th. So I don't know. It may be a little while. We may not see him in this series.
Maybe back next week.
Yeah, well, it says he's eligible to come off the injured list in time for the start of the trip against the Blue Jays, but we haven't heard that yet, but he is eligible to come off. So it wouldn't shock me if he made his way into the lineup against the Blue Jays. We'll see. I don't even know if he has a Twitter. I don't follow him. Maybe he said something on Twitter. Who knows? He doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to show off his drip. Like, I don't think his Instagram and Twitter is going to be Michael Brantley with his drip. I think it might be Michael Brantley with maybe some headphones on if they have to do the, you know, the walking from the team plane into the facility shot that everyone loves to have.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him with some headphones on and some sensible clothes that a dad might wear. Not necessarily dad clothes, but maybe some sensible clothes. I don't think he's going to have drip pictures.
You don't think
on
he just wear he doesn't just wear team issued gear to the,
I don't think Michael,
to the ballpark?
I don't think Michael Brantley has an Instagram account. If I
it
had to
seems
guess.
Unlikely. I just typed in drippiest baseball players to see if we could
ooh,
find
let
anything.
Let me guess. Tatis?
Most of this stuff is what they wear on the field. I'm looking for guys who have Instagram accounts where they're Laramie Tunseling it. It's most about the jewelry they wear on the field. That's what all I've been able to find.
Okay, this can't be Michael Brantley's. He has 10 posts. It's Dr. Smooth 23. It's just no way.
I love
that.
He's
got 1,092 followers. That can't be. Then there's Michael Brantley. Fan page. Yeah, Michael Brantley doesn't have his own Instagram, nor should he. That's not how Michael Brantley rolls. He's not going to have that. He's like George Springer. They don't care about social media.
No, George Springer. Everything we hear about George Springer comes from his sister.
Is LeBron ever going to win another title?
What are we, first take?
Yeah, and then I'm going to get to Tebow in a second.
I thought we were going to talk about your time out at Texans camp.
Fine, I'll do that next segment. Just answer that question. I'm going to say no.
I hope not.
Do you think LeBron will super team with somebody else?
He's locked in, so he'd have to request
a trade. I think
LA,
he's got too much.
He would have to.
He's got too much movie stuff in LA. I think he's locked in LA.
No, he's locked in as far as a contract. He'd have to force a trade at this point.
To the Clippers?
Maybe. We'll see. They might be out tonight, too. So he signed an extension. So LeBron is a Laker probably for the rest of his career unless he forces a trade.
Gonna have to get somebody to come in, or he's not winning a title.
Well, it would hurt it would herp. It would help him if good old street clothes could stay healthy. Yeah, LeBron's locked in until 22-23. He's not a restricted free agent, unrestricted until he's 38 years old. He's probably a Laker for the rest of his career.
Tony Jones says he had made this comment covering the Utah Jazz and the NBA for The Athletic. Watching these playoffs, I'm starting to think it's futile to compare players from different eras. The following statement has nothing to do with talent, but the rules today just make it too easy to accumulate stats. This is a different game rules-wise from 30 years ago. I'd say it's a different game than 10 years ago. Drastically different. And it's the same thing going on with football. Finally, NFL football, basketball, and NFL football have run concurrently where the rise of the stat production has been so substantial that players with fantasy value end up being extremely likable and famous, like a, but it doesn't mean that they're great players. Dame Lillard's a great player, but I mean, these stat numbers, in back in the day, you throw numbers up like this, your team's getting through, period.
Well,
not anymore.
Well, the emphasis on taking the shots that Dame takes changes the numbers too. If you're taking, like, would a starting guard, even 10 years ago, as great as Dame Lillard is, take 17 threes in a game? No. Particularly the way he gets them, a lot of it on ball. He's not just catching and shooting. So you said the game is different 10 years ago. When I tell you who the finals teams were, I think it's going to hit you in the gut a little bit. You know who the finals teams were 10 years ago? The LeBron Heatles and the Mavs. That was 10 years ago.
Wow. Man, oh man.
2011.
Old Dirk and
Jason Terry.
Yeah.
And then we know how that one went. And that was the beginning of people like, uh-oh, LeBron may not be about it. He's too scared. Then he changed the narrative. But
the Heatles, as they were called, were 10 years ago. That's when they started.
Didn't J.J. Barea shut LeBron down?
Yeah, that was one of the things that has been washed aside because, you know, LeBron has gone on to win 4 titles since that. He got clamped up by J.J. Barea. Like, Rick Carlisle and J.J. Barea combined.
And was willing to take a back seat.
Well, Dwyane Wade was the best player on the Heat team in that series. If LeBron had done anything in the Heat win, Wade is still winning a Finals MVP because Wade was clearly better than him in that series. But LeBron was way below average, and it cost him a title.
Got an interesting question coming up. I'll hit you with some Texans camp notes. I went out there for the first time. And a very interesting question that Candyman raised that I want to bring up because I think this is maybe some validity to it. It's 10 o'clock right here on the bench.
ESPN 97.5.